SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Alaska is airlifting hundreds of people from storm-devastated coastal villages.
It's being called one of the most significant airlifts in Alaska history, evacuating hundreds of people from coastal villages that were inundated by remnants of Typhoon Halong. A record storm surge swept away homes, some with people still inside, leaving 1,500 residents in makeshift shelters.
The recovery is just complicated because these are remote communities, because there is no road connections, where, and many of the airstrips, you know, are not big enough.
Rick Toman at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
Even in the best of circumstances, this would be a logistical nightmare.
I'm Ben Thomas.
It's day 16 of the federal government shutdown. Another vote is scheduled in the Senate today to pass a temporary spending bill and reopen the government. President Trump says he's using the shutdown to do away with projects that were championed by Democrat members of Congress.
The project in Manhattan, the project in New York, it's billions and billions of dollars that Schumer has worked 20 years to get. It's terminated.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is upset that the Trump administration is carrying out mass layoffs of federal workers during the stalemate.
Last week, the Trump administration vindictively fired thousands of federal workers in a mistaken attempt to try and hurt the Democrats in this shutdown. Let's be very clear. Nobody forced the administration to do these firings. They did it because they wanted to, period. They did it on their own.
Meanwhile, a federal judge has ruled the mass layoffs appear to be politically motivated and must stop. The federal judge said the human cost of the layoffs cannot be tolerated. This is SRN News. An international journalism group endorses transgenderism, as we learn now from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The World Press Photo Organization has dispensed its 2025 awards for Best News Snapshots. And the European winner was of a young woman who had undergone a double mastectomy in order to live as a man. The shot was taken by Dutch photographer Prins de Vos and has sparked outrage in many places around the globe. Critics say what happened to the subject amounts to mutilation, and a journalistic organization should not be promoting the practice. Michael Harrington reporting.
A small congregation in a remote Alaska town now has a church building thanks to help from Samaritan's Purse. Hundreds of volunteers from the giant Christian relief agency helped construct the Lake Clark Bible Church in Port Allsworth over the summer. It was dedicated this month with a visit by Franklin Graham, who says every night the lit cross serves as a beacon. This is SRN News. A new alliance has been formed by Democratic governors who are concerned about federal cuts to health care.
Democratic governors from 14 states and the U.S. territory Guam have launched a new public health alliance, which they say will coordinate issues across state lines, sharing data and information about threats, guidelines, and emergency preparedness. While those are typically roles of the federal government, the governors say that the Trump administration has fallen short. It's not the first time that Democratic states have banded together. They also formed regional groups during President Donald Trump's first term. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Obesity remains high in the U.S., but there are signs of improvement. For the first time in more than a decade, the number of states with rates of obesity of 35% or more dropped, a sign that America's epidemic of excess weight might be improving. More at SRNnews.com.